I bring your proof now, like Rava says. It says clearly in the Tosefta that if she says, "Eilu lechatosi," that I want to set aside now some money for my court for the chatas that she has to bring, and then she says, "V'hashar," the rest of my money l'shani ziroisai should be for the other kabbonis I'm going to have to bring. So in such a case, we say, "Demei chatas yechul yamamelch." And then, like it happens in our Mishnah, that the husband is made for the neder, that she does not end off to finish off the nezirus. So then the halacha is that the money she set aside for chatis goes liyam hamelech. It's like a chatis shemesa baleha, that it goes liyam hamelech. V'harshar, but the rest of the money that she set aside, even though the rest of the money she only said l'nezirosai, still it's not called to go to nedava like moyes stumim, but here it says yovei chetzi of liyerla v'chetzi of lishlamim. Half of the money you have to use for korban eila, and half of the money used for korban shlamim. So here's a proof to Rava that when do we say the leftover money has to go to nedava? That's only if the demei chatis is muruv. If there's money there that's supposed to be for chatis is mixed up with that money, then we have the local Moshe Mitzrayim. But in the case like here, that she said first some money for chatis, and then she just said the rest of the money should be for the other kabbonis, that's called kemufurashas, and therefore half has to go for Naila, half goes for Shlomim. Omaya lembekulim, but you know there's nisamila on all the money, the leftover money. The Torah speaks out, v'lav dafka bekulim, doesn't mean you have to have enjoyment like from all the money. Du adin b'roiv, who adin if you have enjoyment from rove of the money that's left over? Because the yefsha the leka ben de meyelo. Because here the case is, she said some money is for chatis, and the leftover money is for an oil and for shlamim. So the leftover money, half is like for korban oil. Now korban oil has an isamila on it. Since the korban oil is kodesh kadoshim, and it has that korban to it, so there's an isamila. True, the money that's set aside for korban shlamim has no isamila. But over here, since half of the money is for the oila, so if you have enjoyment from more than half of the money, for sure you're having enjoyment from the money of a korban oila, and there's an isamila. Therefore it says, u'mayalim b'kulan, but we ain't mayalim b'miktsasan. But if you only have enjoyment from like half of the money, part of the money, then there will not be an isamila. Because if you only have from half of the money, we could say, maybe it's from the demei oila, from the demei shlamim. From the money that's set aside for the korban shlamim, and the korban shlamim doesn't have an isamila on it, so therefore, if you only have enjoyment like half or less of this money, you won't have the isamila. But once you have enjoyment from more than half of this money, since then for sure you're having some enjoyment from the money that's supposed to be for korban ayla, on there there's an isamila. What about if somebody says elo lielosi? Again, this nazir, that at first he was set aside money. And he said, like $10 of it is for my korban oila, for yashar, and the rest of the money here is l'shan nizirosai, should be for the rest of my nizirus. So then we say, t'mei oila yavi oila, the money that she set aside for korban oila, true, that goes for korban oila. U'mayilam behen, and she has an esamila on them also, because that money is for korban oila. But for yashar, the rest of them, the leftover money, which is now for a chatis and for shlamim, since the money of the chatis is mixed in here, therefore we have the halacha l'Moshe Misina that says, v'yashar yiflu l'nedava, the leftover money now, since only the oil was taken out, but the money now left over is supposed to be for chatis and for shlamim, so since the demei chatis is muruv here, you have the halacha l'Moshe Misina that the money now goes l'nedava. And since, as the actual korban nezirus, she doesn't have to bring, her husband was made for the neder. So she only brings now because she was menadev it before. So here's the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, the money goes on the dova, which means they bring the korban oila from it, and l'kayet ha-mizbeach, when the mizbeach is empty. U'mayalem b'kulan, v'yein mayalem b'miktsasim. There's only an issa mila if you have enjoyment again from most of the money, and not if you only have enjoyment from a little bit of the money. And this Torah asks the question, like, why? The Chura here was saying that all the leftover money goes for an oila, and the korban oila has mila. A korban oila is kodesh kadoshim, it is kodesh lashem. So why do we say here also, you're only over the issa mila if you have enjoyment from most of the money? Any little bit enjoyment you have from this money should be nissa mila. So Tosfos says, no, that since the Ikka money here was set aside half for a Chatis and half for a Shlomim, so since the money was set aside for Shlomim, up until you actually bring the Korban Olah, we still consider this money like it was set aside for Shlomim. So therefore, if you only have enjoyment from the money itself, if you'll have enjoyment just from half of the money or less, we could say maybe that's the Demei Shlomim, and there won't be an Issa Mila involved. Therefore, you only have an Issa Mila if you have enjoyment from at least Rove, most of the money. Amar Rav Huna, Huna says like this now. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Loi Shonu. Like, when do we learn that from our Mishnah, the Alach L'Moshe Mitzinai, that if a Nozer set aside money, and then they do not have to use it for the Kabonis, that this money goes L'Nedova, Loi Shonu El'Mois. That's only if he only set aside money. Avo Behema. Let's say he set aside three animals for his kabonos, then harehi kumafroshes. Then Allah is the animals that the gnosis set aside, since they're three separate animals, that's called like his mafurush. As if to say, one is for achatis, one is for noila, one is for shlomim. So then if something happens that the gnosis does not have to bring his kabonos, we say then these kabonos are like money mafuroshes, which the Allah is the korban chatis, goes Lamisa. But the other two kabbonis you bring, they come in the dava, you bring the other two kabbonis. And even though you do not explain and say for what purpose you want these animals, but if you have separate animals, that's called Kimuf Roshas, dummy. In place of the Arichas here, if it's talking about that these three animals are animals that the Nozir could actually use, like a real kabbonis of a Nozir is Kivso, that's brought for Chatis, the Keves, a ram that's brought for an Oilo, and va'ayol, no, kivso is a sheep, yeah, and ayol is the ram, shekorav shlomim. See, if you have these three kabbonis, avadrit that way. But as comes out, his pshat is not like that. They were talking about behemoths now that are not roi for nazir. Kegoin, if the person set aside three porim, three oxes, that these animals are not roi for your korban. Still we say that this money, these animals now, have a locha like it's mefurish. As if you explain clearly that one is for Chatis, one is for Noila, one is for Shlomim, and whenever you said clearly what you want to be do with it, then it doesn't have the Lach L'Moshe Mitzinai that it goes L'Nedava, but rather they use for what it was set aside. So that's what Rav is saying. It's only if you still have money. But if you have animals, that's different. And Amar Rav Nachman says, Hod the Amri Behema Reikim Farashis, that Rav says, that if the Nozir set aside three animals, even though he did not say exactly for what purpose he wants each one, automatically by itself it has halacha like it was explained, and therefore it does not go l'nedava, but rather for the actual korban, for the oilah, for the shlomim. So he says, l'ishonu el tmima, that's only if the animals are tam, are whole, that they're right to be brought for korban. Or else, even if you want to be paid to them, it takes a long time until you're paid to them. Because first you have to wait until they pasture in the fields, till they become a bal mum, and then you can change it over. Avo balas mum, but if you set aside now three animals, that these animals themselves have a mum on it, that they're not roi to be brought for a carbon, then the locher is harehi kestuma. Then they have a locher like stuma. It's like you only set aside money, it's like stam money. So Tosfos explains like this. Like really, if you just set aside three animals, it also should only be called stam. Because you didn't say for what purpose you want to use the animals. And for sure, if you learn like Tosfos learns pshat, that these three animals are three porim, three oxes. Oxes and also can't use. So when you set aside three animals for your kabbonis, like these are not the animals you're going to be brought for your korban. So l'chura then, it should all be considered like you have money, which you did not say exactly for what, and you should use it l'nedava. So what's Chan and Rav? Why does Rav say no? That if you put a set aside these three animals, it's called Kimuf Roshis? So Tosfos says like this, that since the animals, it's going to take a long time until you're going to be able to use them. Because right now it's an animal and it has Kedushas Aguf on it. So, and you can't use an ox. So what is the Nazir going to have to do for his korban? He's going to have to wait until this animal becomes a balmum, let it pasture in the fields until it hurts itself, cuts itself, and it'll become a balmum. And then first you can be paid for it, and then you'll take the money and use it for what you want to use it for. Now since the Nazir is going to have to hold on to these animals a long time, so So we're afraid when you have a shia of waiting a long time, Tosafot says, we're afraid that most probably in between, he's going to explain and say that I want this much for my chatis, this much for my yoylah, and this much for my shlamim. So as long as the nazir is going to have to hold on to it for a long time, then we consider it as if the nazir already spoke out exactly for what purpose he wants to use it. So therefore, he says, good Rav Nachman, that that's only if the animal is a tam. Now if the animal is a tam, you can't exchange it over right away into money. It's going to take a long time until you can do it. So therefore, we're afraid that since the nazir has to hold on to it for a long time, that maybe in the middle of the time, he'll explain exactly for what he wants it for. So we consider right now as if it's mefreshes, it's explained, and you can't use it in a dava, but rather one for shlamim and one for nailah. But if it's a balas mum, if you took these three animals that right now have mums on them, so it's easy to exchange it right away into money. Since it already has a mum, all you have to do is take any money you want and be paid to them. So since it's easy to exchange it over into money, therefore, since really he did not explain for what he wants this money, these animals, and the animals can be changed over into money right away, so we don't consider it as if it has halacha, like the Nazir explained himself, I want to use this for this and that for that, but here it's called kestumais. And therefore the halacha is that the money that you get out of these balim mumim, you use linadava. So that's Rav Nachman's svara. Again, the Rav Nachman, hodi yamri behema rekam freshes. That you say an animal, if the Nazir set aside three animals, even though they're purim, is considered like it's mufreshes, that's Lashonu Ela Tamima. Only if they're a whole animal, that right now you cannot exchange it into money. So you're going to have to hold on to it for a while. Then we're afraid, like in between, it's considered like you explain for what purpose you want them. Avo Balis Mum. But if these animals you have set aside right now are Bali Mumin, Sarehi Kistuma, that has the same halacha like money, stuma, that since it could be used right away, we consider like it's usable. And therefore, since the Nazir did not explain yet exactly for what purpose he wants to use it, we say it's called stam money that goes in the dump. Avo naschaloi, but he says a naschaloi, like a nascha, the piece of silver, that's no, the same thing is not called kistumin. If the Nazir set aside a piece of silver, so Tosafot explains it also takes a long time until you sell it. You can't sell it so fast. So therefore, since it's going to stay a long time by the Nazir, it has a look as if he explained, like from this Nasram, I want to use part for Noila, part for Shlamim, therefore it's not called Kestumim, but Kemafroshis. Now, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Amanor, he says, Afilo Nascha. No, a piece of silver could be sold easily. Something that can be sold fast. So if a Nazir first sets aside a piece of silver and says, this isn't for my carbonus. So since he did not explain for which carbon exactly, that's also considered moya stumim, that the money you use now, if he doesn't need it for his carbonus really, because he has hafara, so then what he does with it, he uses it linadova. Because nascha money, if this is a piece of silver, could also be changed over pretty fast. Avusaya shakaris lai. If you don't have a pile of beams of wood, that takes a long time till you sell it. A sayash akaris means you have a whole pile of pieces of wood. That if a Nazir said, these pieces of wood, I'm setting aside that for the value of these woods, I want to bring my kabonis, that's also considered kimofarosh's dummy. That's considered like he explains it. Because it takes a long time until you can sell your wood, it's not so easy to sell it. So therefore, since you're going to have to hold on to it for a long time, we're afraid like eventually the Nazir will say clearly, I want this much for the Chatis, this much for the Yerla, this much for the Shlamim. So right now it has a loch like it's Mufarashis, as if the money is explained for what purpose, and therefore it does not go in a Dava, but rather the Chatis is Yerlech L'Yam HaMelech, and the Yerla is for Yerla, Shlom for Shlom. Omer Rav Shimi Barashi. Omer Rav Shimi Barashi L'Rav Papa. He said to Rav Papa, my tamayu the rabbonin the amri moyes fulay behema fulay nascha. Now, what's the pshat of the rabbonin here? Like, what is Rav explaining that when the Mishnah says if you have money stam, it goes in the dava. It's only money because money could be used right away, but not behemos and not nascha, not even silver, because these things things since it takes a long time till you exchange it over into money. We're afraid during that time the Nazir will explain for what purpose he wants it. See, if so, he says, Moyes, V'loy savar, the same thing you drew darshan. The Mishnah says the locha by moyas, by money, and not by beams, not by savar, not by piles of beams. So he asked, Ela meyativ, so why don't you say when the Mishnah says the locha of moyas, v'loy yoifos, should be the same locha, not by yoifos. That if a nozer set aside birds for his kabonis, should also be not called stam, but the locha should also be kimafroshis. In other words, why don't you medayik from our Mishnah that the only time we say this money you use on a davar, only if you have money set aside for your kabbonis. Money is different, because money you could use cash, you could use it right away. But why don't you medayik if you set aside oifis for your kabbonis, that's also no good. Maybe you want to tell me taka enechanami, maybe taka is true, that maybe if the nozer set aside two birds for his kabbonis, and then later he can't use it, that maybe you want to say it's not called stam, and it's called kimafreshes, that the money has to go, one loyla, one lishlamim. If you want to tell me that's not true, if a demara can't be that way. Eloho diyama Rav Chizda. That the winner Rav Chizda says, ein hakine misparshois, when a person that has a chiyuv to bring two birds for a korban, a yoledes or a metzora, one bird is for a chatis, one bird is for an oila, that's called kinim, a pair of birds. Now when you go to buy the pair of birds, eina kinim is pashois, it doesn't have an explanation on them like to say clearly what makes one bird into the oila and one bird into the chatis. Elo only ibel akichas bailim, either at the time when the owner now goes to the store to buy the birds. If at the time when he buys the birds he speaks out clearly that this white bird here I want to be for my chatis, and this blue bird here I want to be for my oila, that's good, that's called mispareshes. That has a locha, that's a little bit of chatis. E biasias koyin. In other words, let's say no, when the owner bought them, he bought them stam. He went to the store to buy the two birds that he's going to use for his kabonis, but at that time he didn't say which one is for what. Then he takes them home. Now he could dance Heinfus Morgan and say, I want this one to be the chatis, this one to be the oila, means nothing. Once you did not say it at the time when you bought it, you cannot make the halachas which one is the chatas, which one is the oila. E biasias koyin. The next chance you have to do that is when the koyin actually goes and takes these birds and makes one for the oila, one for the chatas. When the koyin takes them to use them, he has the power to put the kedusha chatas on one and the kedusha oila on the other one. That's the halacha. So the question is, Amai, why? Ha'amoy is gemirin law. We learned the locher only by money and not by birds. The Torah says like this, four lines from the bottom here. Lekach nirali, demari vade kinim kemoizav ezov, v'kyoizabim, v'gam v'chai v'kinim. We're talking about people that have a choy to make a kan. T'shayich bo din stumim, kemoiz benozir. Yeah. What it means is the next line. In chayiv kinim hifrish turun of bnei yoina. Let's say a person has a chiyuv to bring his kinim was set aside two birds for leipirish b'shas lekicha, and he did not explain when he bought the birds exactly for what use he wants them. Umeis, and then the owner died. Koyd the makrobi before they actually brought them, or else a heful abaylov, as the case in our Mishnah where the husband was made for the neder. Lo yavinu lo din destumin. That we don't give these birds a loch of stumim linyin zeh, sheyakriv hakoyin eza sheyirtza, chatas veza sheyirtzoyla, lefid of recha, shatoymim moyiz dafka, heavy stumim, fuloy behema, techoshibem, mekumfreshes, betarubais, ez ilu nosem dait gelachas miem chatas, chen gav yoifas na milechesh lakach, yem lepiris beshas lekicha, shema nosem dait the ben lekicha lak rov lened de beliboy, chadachas chad liyelo. And this is the kasha b'kitza. The kasha is that if you're going to tell me now that there's no halacha l'moshe mitzinai by birds, it's only by money and not by birds. But if a nozir sets aside two birds and then it comes out he doesn't need them, that the halacha is these birds are not called stumim, they're not called stam, but rather they have the halacha like mufarashis. And what does mefreshes mean? Because as we just explained, we're afraid if he holds on to them, while he's holding on to them, we're afraid he'll speak out and say clearly, I want this one to be for neila, and I want this one to be for chatis. So Lechura, why aren't we afraid for that? Like Lechura, if you tell me now that you're afraid for that, you're afraid that the Noz himself may explain himself in between. One is for Noila and one is for Chatis. So then the Kasha is then, why does it say if when the owner first bought the birds, he didn't explain it? Then when the Kohen goes to bring it, the Kohen has the right to bring it whichever way he wants to. Now the question is, why can the Kohen bring it whichever way he wants to? Why shouldn't we be afraid that maybe in between when the owner bought it, and in between when the Kohen is bringing it, the owner decided for what purpose he wants them? Maybe he decided the white one is for Chatis and the yellow one is for Noila. And later when the Kohen comes, maybe he'll do the opposite way. See, if you tell me now we're going to make this Yosher Moyes, V'loy Oifos, which means Oifos, we're afraid. Maybe the owner could be Mafresh, could explain it. So if the owner could explain it for which way he wants it, why can a Kohen bring it? We should be afraid maybe the Kohen's going to bring it the wrong way. So Chura, this should be a raya, like, not like that. That Oifos is also part of the Lachal Moshe Mitzinai. That Oifos Tam goes the Nadava. And the owner cannot explain for what he wants to use it. Because if the owner could explain for what purpose he wants to use it, then the kasher is, how could the Kohen later come and use it? So this is the Gemara answer that's